Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch, and you can find me on my website, risingmoonastrology.com, and my Facebook page, Rising Moon Astrology. On the website, you'll find some resources and information about how to schedule a reading with me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. This is my introduction to the new moon in Libra, which itself is an introduction to the journey we will take with Venus retrograde in Scorpio through mid-November. Coming as it does, just as Venus has turned retrograde, this new moon is a chance to set the intentions we need to keep ourselves safe and learn everything we can during this journey with Venus. Yes, I am thinking of that song. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to my right, and here I am, stuck in the middle with you. And here we are at the new moon in Libra, happening this year with sun and moon at 15 Libra in the middle. This new moon arrives tonight, just before midnight in my Eastern Daylight time zone. We generally look to the Libra new moon as a time of balance, peace, and beauty. Those qualities are still present, thank heavens. But you will not be surprised to hear there is much more going on. The sign of Libra is ruled by Venus, who therefore rules this new moon. Venus remains at 10 Scorpio, where she's been for days and is now retrograde. There's much to explore during this transit. Images of a journey through a dark wood, the descent of the goddess Inanna into the underworld, of Persephone kidnapped by Hades and taken against her will, all point to the path we're beginning. Venus governs relationships of all kinds, finances, and our values. Scorpio is the shadow. What is taboo, psychic and occult things, death and transformation. These two, Venus and Scorpio combined, open up some very deep territory for review. Venus turned retrograde on October 5th. This new moon is a first stop, an inflection point. This new moon is a time for checking in with ourselves. Are we ready for this journey? Are we in balance within ourselves? When I think of Libra, the sign of my Sun, Mercury, Neptune, and Juno and Pallas Athena, I think of a Navajo Blessing Way prayer, part of which goes like this. In beauty I walk. With beauty before me I walk. With beauty behind me I walk. With beauty above me I walk. With beauty around me I walk. It has become beauty again. This beauty has nothing to do with prettiness or artifice. This is Libran beauty, which is harmonious, peaceful, and balanced in all ways. At this new moon, we are urged to find those places of peace and beauty within and without us. We are invited to stop, breathe, recenter, and prepare. Let your new moon wishes include plans for self-care and supportive communities. Set intentions to rededicate yourself to important core values. Wish for your heart to be open to beauty in the unexpected and the difficult. We embark on our dark journey. The new moon is conjunct Ceres, who is the goddess Demeter, and squares Pluto, who is Hades. Venus herself represents Inanna, the ancient goddess who disappears and reappears, both morning and evening star, each in turn. What does this motif represent, the goddess who goes underground? In the story of Inanna, she goes by her own choice to visit her sister Eresh-Kigal, queen of the underworld. On the way down, she must pass through 7 gates. At each gate, she must give up something. A badge of office, a valuable necklace, her clothing. Until she arrives naked on her sister's threshold. We note here that ancient astrology knew 7 planets, Sun and Moon, and Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Since ancient times, astrologers have also tracked the position and influence of the stars, identifying especially great stars, ones that were bright and seemed to portend events on the Earth. Of course, some astrologers work with fixed stars today, notably Bernadette Brady, but in earlier eras, they were vital as markers of destiny. Which I mention because this new moon at 15 Libra sits at the entrance of an ancient threshold. The area of sky between 15 Libra and 15 Scorpio is known as the Via Combusta, the burning way. This is, you will note, the exact territory Venus is in now and will traverse during her retrograde. Medieval astrologers saw this as a bad place, a difficult one, something to be avoided. Except we, none of us, can choose our birth charts. Difficult stars are located here, and the sun and moon are in detriment, in signs where they lack power. Dark forces have power in the Via Combusta. But wait. Dark powers are those associated with Earth, with physicality, with the body, with women. The medieval period was steeped in a patriarchy even more fixed and less gentle than our own. So we might consider what the Via Combusta might offer to women and to men who follow the old ways of earth-based traditions. In the story of Persephone, we were taught, she is a beautiful and innocent young girl, taken forcibly from her mother's care as she played in the fields. There are remnants, though, of an older story in which Persephone was always queen of the underworld and ruled there first and by right, not as a kidnapped bride of Hades. She is like Eresh-Kigal. Mythology, too, has been influenced by patriarchy. both Inanna and Persephone do need rescue. Inanna, knowing her sister, arranged for helpers to come find her if she did not return on time. Persephone relied on her mother, who was a fierce and tireless champion. On this Venus retrograde journey, make sure you know who your allies are before you embark. Who will support you? Who will help you? Venus at 10 Scorpio squares Mars at 9 Aquarius and Lilith at 7 Aquarius. You could read this aspect pattern as one pointing to women's anger, deep anger, Scorpio, about relationships, Venus, and also concerned with our highest values, Venus and also Aquarius, in an arena in which we are called to action, Mars. This Mars-Venus square also points to entrenched positions that neither side wants to give up. The word implacable comes to mind. There is plenty to debate, but these days around the new moon are not the best for initiating serious discussions. They might become fixed arguments. The possibility for the unexpected is still with us. Uranus sits at the first degree of Taurus. Mercury is opposing Uranus from the last degrees of Libra, bringing the two Venus-ruled signs face to face. These two, Mercury and Uranus, are squaring the nodes of the moon, which points to the possibility that something unusual or unexpected will disrupt our path. The boon that Mercury brings is the opportunity to see what's happening. We may not be able to anticipate whatever Uranus throws in our way, but with Mercury's help, we can see it, name it, and maybe figure out what to do about it. The new moon does make a hopeful quintile to the north node of the moon, the point of the future. Quintiles, one-fifth of a circle, are creative aspects. The promise here is that the insight that emerges during our journey will help us. That as we face our deepest fears, unlooked-for blessings come to light. If you work with any occult or magical or psychic practices, this is an excellent new moon to set intentions for deepening your skills and learning new ones, or for applying your skills in new ways. The same is true for any profession or practice that involves Venus and Scorpio. Therapists, especially those working with depth psychology in similar areas, hospice workers and death doulas, anyone working with and advocating for those who have experienced the darker aspects of sexuality, like assault or exploitation. Whether or not these are part of your profession, you are welcome to set intentions for those who do work in these fields to have the support they need to continue. What are your personal goals for the Venus retrograde? This is an excellent time for ancestor work, clearing away the remnants of past relationships and unhealthy patterns, and working with fears and anxieties. Any or all of these can become wishes and intentions for this new moon. As we make our final preparations to step onto a burning path, to some very deep self-knowledge. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an insightful and care-filled new moon in Libra arriving soon. but having an impact far into the future. Please like and review this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen, or leave a comment for me on the blog. And as always, thank you for listening.